Welcome, everyone, to the Business Link podcast. We are here in the AOI studios with Sinclair Hilly. We're very excited. I have Liz Babbitts and Kirsten Tucker joining me today. Excited to chat with you both.
Thank you so much for having us.
Excited to be here.
We're very excited because as a Lincoln company, you're celebrating 45 years.
Yes.
That's incredible. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a great run.
Well, and I know in talking with you offline, we were talking about how long both of you have been with Sinclair Hilly. So, Liz, you were saying 33 years?
Yes, I started in 1993. Yeah, a long time ago. I think I was about the 15th employee at that time. So, yeah,
that's
a long
time ago. And Kirsten?
10 years for me. Yep. I had moved away to go to grad school. And then when it was time to come back, joined Sinclair Hilly right away and haven't looked back.
Oh, I love that. And I was just saying that I love that we have so many people that boomerang is the term I hear is of they leave Nebraska, they realize the beauty of it and they come back.
Right. So. And the people, I think that's the main thing. I lived in California for about 3 years before I came back. And it's, yeah, Nebraskans are special people.
Oh, just Midwest people in general. I really love they're authentic. They show up.
Definitely.
So. Well, I really want to hear about Sinclair Hilly. So tell me more about the history. And I might pass this off to Liz since you have 33 years.
Definitely. Yeah, I've lived a lot of that history. So, so our firm was started in 1981. John Sinclair and Jim Hilly and another Mr. Alfieri started the firm. They had been at another firm in Lincoln and had decided to go out on their own. And from that time, they really wanted to create a firm that was based on client service, really listening to their clients and giving them, you know, what it is that they wanted. They didn't want to come in with a cape and say, I've got the design for you, you know, that kind of thing. They really wanted to listen and design a building that, that responded to what the client's needs and wants were. And they really set that as a kind of the mantra of how they wanted to do business. They passed it on to me and my generation. We were the second group of ownership. And we've continued to follow that path. And we've now hopefully passed it on to the third generation. We've got a new generation of people coming in who are just outstanding. And that's really our one of our main goals is just to design a building that, that responds to what the client needs and what they want. So with our own ideas thrown in there, too. But, you know, so yeah,
the creativity that I've seen in some of your buildings. I know you did NRC.
Yes.
Oh, the Art Deco design. And I love how efficient like the even just the conference area, the main one.
Yes.
Stadium style was very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that was transformational for that building. It used to, you know, originally be parking and all these sorts of things. So the
Chesterfield
building was just, you know, floor.
R.I.P.
It was very solid. They didn't have a lot of natural light coming down into the basement. So we cut it open, worked with Olson to do these beautiful lights that feel like daylight when you're in the space. So it transformed it, made it a place where NRC's employees really want to work.
Yes, I have a friend that works there and she normally like loved working from home. And as soon as they opened, she goes there 4 times a week. She's obsessed with it.
That was one of the goals.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Well, tell me more. In your 33 years, are there some projects historically that really stood out to you that you loved?
Definitely. We were pretty small when I started doing, you know, kind of really gradually building. And probably one of the most transformative projects was the West Stadium that we did for the University of Nebraska. That was the first really big project, high profile project, very exciting to work on, work with the existing stadium elements. And, you know, they're still there, kind of hidden on the inside now. But yeah, that really was a start of some great work at the University of Nebraska. We did Champions Club. We've done a lot of student housing on the university campus, just finished UNL Music Building, which has been a great project.
It's stunning. Have you been inside?
No.
Oh, you absolutely need to go inside. The outside, you know, it's very dark and solid, and they wanted it like that. They wanted to stand out from the context around it. But then when you go in, it's very light and bright. We've got these clear story windows that bring light from the ceiling all the way down the 3 stories. And they just installed artwork last last week, this beautiful hanging mural with all these, they call them paper kites. You need to go see it. It's bright. It's beautiful. It's so different from what they had before.
Yeah. Well, and you were saying
it. I was just going to say that's right on Q Street. Mm-hmm. And it's in terms of other projects that we've done, we've built so many things and rebuilt so many different buildings on Q Street, really starting at the NeighborWorks housing down at about 24th and Q. All the way down to the Amtrak station at the end. We've done a ton of work in the Haymarket District. We were the first ones down there. John and Jim had their first office in the Stewart Building, and then took a huge chance and moved into the Candy Factory, which was not a good neighborhood to be in the mid-'80s.
Really?
Yeah, they talk about having to walk their one female employee. They walked her to her car in the wintertime when it was dark, you know, at 5 o'clock. And so... Then basically rebuilt most of 8th Street, you know, a lot of housing along there, a lot of affordable housing. And then our building is down there, and then jumped across and were involved in a lot of projects in the West Haymarket. So Canopy Lofts and Hobson Street, Rail Yard, one of my favorite places in Lincoln, and Huddle Building. So, yeah, we've been really blessed to not only get to work and be in the Haymarket, but a lot of our work is surrounding us. We look at it every day, which is really cool.
I like the range of the different buildings you're talking about, because Huddle is so modern, and even mm-hmm. your office is very modern. Mm-hmm. But then you have buildings like NRC that I feel like you maintain the classic structure of it mm-hmm. and kept that historical aesthetic. So it's a good range.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, we like to listen. We're not going to come in and tell you what it is that we think you need. We want to help you, you know, pull that out of you so that, you know, we can help you achieve whatever goal you have for your building.
So. It's so rewarding when a client will say, "You guys really listened." Yeah. And sometimes they do just spontaneously say that, and they'll say, "Thank you. That's the goal."
Yes. Yeah.
Well, the music building, I would say from a current thing, that has been the one I've been following, just because that modern touch is just what we need in Lincoln. Mm-hmm. And it's such a striking one. Mm-hmm. Do you both have like favorite projects right now that are happening? And if it's mm-hmm. the music building, totally cool. But mm-hmm. like, what are your favorite ones that you've recently worked on?
I might jump in. Malone Center has been.
I didn't know that was you all.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
That's amazing.
We had the opportunity in 2011 or 2021. They approached us to help them out with a new cultural center's building for five of the cultural centers in Lincoln. They formed together to create the Cultural Center Collaborative of Lincoln. And so we're doing a new building for them. And then also we're able to raise the Malone building and build a new structure for them. So that's really, for me personally, because I've been involved with that one from the start, I can't wait for that ribbon cutting in about a month.
May 6th.
It's
going to be amazing.
Oh, the impact they're going to have on kids and the neighborhood. It's just, I'm so excited for them.
Just the impact that they've had on just that community at large
is
incredible. Yeah. What about
it's
you?
Good.
Yeah, a really cool project I'm working on right now is the Gretna Community Complex.
Okay.
So a little side outside of Lincoln, but it's going to be City Hall and Community Center and a library, three in one. Exactly. 60,000 square feet, just transformational from what they have right now. Their libraries are so small that they split the adult collection and the children's collection into two different buildings.
Yeah.
So imagine trying to take your family to go to the library and you have to drive between them. So we are so excited. That's under construction right now to see that open up.
I've been hearing so much about libraries lately, mm-hmm. right? So we have our big library that we're really excited to have in Lincoln here. Yeah. I do think that people it's a revitalization that's happening with libraries, which I grew up going to libraries, so I love to see
it. Me too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They serve as like community centers because they do so much more than books now. It's classes and events and all sorts of great stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Well, that sounds amazing.
It is. There's going to be a maker space too. So, you know, equipment that people in the community can come and use.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Oh, I like that. So speaking of like future plans and everything, tell me what's next for Sinclair Hilly?
Well, we absolutely want to continue the same great service that everyone who's come before us has provided to our clients.
Yeah.
We're really excited to just keep working on projects that mean a lot to the people that use them.
Yeah.
And whether that's a community center or an office building, but places where people spend a lot of their time, you know, churches, things like that, that shape their lives. And that's really meaningful to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And what are the fun plans for 45 years? How are you celebrating?
Well, we are planning a party already. And what we're looking to do is charter a bus. And there's a local historian, Ed Zimmer, who we're talking to about maybe doing tours with us down P Street and back on Q Street, where we can kind of visit and drive along by some of our projects from our history. Mm-hmm. We're really excited for that.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Will you try to do tours inside? And
I think it's just going to be a bus tour. Okay. Just kind of a quick 30 minutes, down and back, do a loop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Yeah. That's brilliant.
We're just excited, I think, for the legacy that John and Jim set forth. The new generation is going to take that on, and they're going to continue to do great things for Lincoln. And we're excited. My generation is excited to see where they take things. So, yeah, it's been great. They've got great talent in our new owners. And we're excited for them. So it's going to be great.
I love that. So you mentioned Q Street and some housing stuff. So tell me more about the housing work that you all are doing.
Yeah, so it really started with Antelope Creek Village. So those are homes that are designed in a new urbanism style.
Okay.
They have a traditional look. It's very walkable, very lovely homes. And then if you come down a little ways, there's the 222 apartment building. So that's meant to attract young professionals. And it's got some great amenities along Antelope Valley there. And then if you keep going down, we worked on the Larson building, which is mixed-use tower.
Okay.
And we did interior architecture for the Lead Place Tower across from the Lead Center. And then, Hobson Place.
Hobson.
And in the rail yard. So it's
Canopy Lofts.
Yeah. All the way down Q Street.
That's amazing. I love that. Great. Yeah. So I'm excited. What are you seeing in architecture that's new or that you think is like the next big thing for Lincoln? I'd be curious to know your perspectives.
Yeah, I think something that's been emerging is people starting to think more about how buildings shape the health of the people that spend time there.
Mm.
So that would be like mental health. That would be social health in terms of relationship building, community building, but also physical health, too. So encouraging people to take the stairs or using materials that are going to be healthier materials.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really passionate. I'm so excited about that because we spend so much, 90% of our time, 95% of our time inside.
That's
so
true.
Our buildings really impact our lives.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. What about you? 33 years of architecture, and what are you seeing?
I'm real interested to see how AI is impacted, or impacts our profession. You know, our team is already starting to use it in a lot of different ways. I'll be honest, a lot of it I'm letting the younger people figure it out. But that's really exciting. I think that it's a great tool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just really something that people need to figure out how to use and use it for good. And so that's going to be really exciting to see, see how that evolves over time.
Yeah. Well, tell us how we can follow along or keep up with you all.
Yeah, you can visit our website, sinclairhilly.com. That's Hilly with an E. Or follow us on Facebook or Instagram.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, thank you for joining us at the Business Link podcast with Sinclair Hilly. Congratulations on 45 years.
Thank you.
Thank you.